Now, let me drop down here, and it says, verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon or the Sabbath days. My friend, you can't judge us in respect to those things. Why? Because now we come here to this thing that I think is tremendous, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Now, a believer is not to observe ordinances that are only ritual and liturgical. They have no present value. Now, what God gave them, that's the point. God gave them then what's happened. Well, even at best, back in the Old Testament, Paul says here they were a shadow of things to come. That's an interesting word, that little word shadow. We get our word photograph from that. You see, these back in the Old Testament, they were a negative and just a picture. And all of the rituals of the law were just pictures of Christ. And now that Christ has come, we have the reality. Why go back and look at a picture? I remember during World War II, I had joined together two of our wonderful young people right here in Pasadena when I was pastor. And with so many of those wonderful young people at that time, some of them went to the war, and some of those young men gave their lives. But this young couple, when he was taken into the service and he went overseas, she carried around with her in the biggest pocketbook I've ever seen, and I've seen some big ones. She carried a photograph, and it's the biggest photograph I've ever seen for anybody to carry around. Generally, people carry a little bitty picture, you know, in your pocketbook. Not that girl. She carried one, my friend, that could have hung on the side of the wall. And she was everlastingly drawing it out, showing it to you. And between me and you, he was not what I'd call a handsome boy. He was a wonderful boy, but he wasn't handsome. And she'd look at it and she'd say, isn't he handsome? And then the day came, the war was over, and he was coming back to Seattle, Washington. She went all the way up there to meet him. Now, what do you think she did when she saw him coming down the gangplank? Hadn't seen him in a couple years. What do you think she did? I'll tell you what she did. She got out that picture and looked at it and said, isn't he wonderful? Well, no, friend, she didn't do that. I don't think she even had the picture with her. She saw him, and when she saw him, she didn't need a picture. And she threw arms around him. Oh, today, if a lot of us folk would cut out all of this carrying around a picture today and going through the little gimmicks and jumping through little hooks and going to this little organization and that. And my friend, what's it done for us? I don't think it's done very much for us. Now let's move on down here, because now we come to this thing that's known as mysticism. Let no man beguile you of your reward and a voluntary humility in worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the body but joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increase with the increase of God. Now here's another angle in which they go off. Paul here is condemning the Gnostics who made a pretense of wisdom. And there are a great many folk today, they assume a pious superiority. They're what I call spiritual snobs. And generally, they're about as ignorant of the Bible, it's been my experience, as any. But they assume that pious and intruding into those things which he hath not seen. That's a pretense. That's putting on, acting like you've got something that you don't really have. Now, not holding the head means that they have a loose relationship to Christ. In other words, their head's not screwed on as it should be, by the way. Now, will you notice, we come to the last, which is asceticism. And here in 20 to 23, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of man, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Now, here you have something that I think very candidly is a very terrible thing today. These are people who follow some passing fad in the church. a few years ago, the women couldn't use lipstick. Some of them sure looked horrible. And a girl came to me at that time and said, "Do you think that's all right to use lipstick?" I was teaching in a school where they didn't permit it. And I said to her, I said, "There are a lot of these folk around here that look better if they used a little lipstick." And I said, "God wants us to look the best that we can, even with what we got to work with. We ought to do the best we can with it." That is a pride, as Juvenal put it, the pride that apes humility. Pretending to, "I deny myself and I don't do these things, and just look at me. I'm really sprouting wings and I shine my halo every morning." My friend, that is an asceticism today that's no good. God wants you to rejoice in Him, and Christ wants you to be close to Him. And if you're going to walk with Him, friends, you're going to have a good time. So until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.